This is 101.1 FM WBRULP, WFOOLP, WVVX, LP Providence. It's about 7 o'clock on a Friday evening, and you are listening to The Beat Surrender. All right. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Beat Surrender. Yeah, this is episode 5 of this 7th season. And tonight, we are looking ahead to St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, so we're going to play some songs from Irish bands and some songs loosely related to the holiday. And we're going to do some other stuff, too, so don't you worry. My name is Dan, and I'll be your host for the next hour. And even though I'm always looking forward to my next bowl of Lucky Charms, hey, tis the season, I will not falter in my quest to bring you the best in classic punk, post-punk, proto-punk, cow-punk, pow-pop, garage rock, alt-country, ska, new wave, and even a taste of some of the new stuff that speaks to the old stuff. All right, on tonight's show, we have new music from Sprints. We have the latest edition of This Week in Punk Rock History. And we have a keg full of classic jams, just like this one.
There's violence, breed. We're all in a one and one in all. So throw away the guns and the war's all gone. Throw away the hunger and the war's all gone. Throw away the fighting and the war's all gone. Throw away the guns and the war's all gone. Throw away the hunger and the war's all gone. Throw away the fighting and the war's all gone. Throw away the grudges and the war's all gone.
you're not alive, boy, so you start kicking when the room is spinning and the words aren't sticking. And the radio's on a better runaway model with a face like sin and a hand like a James Joyce novel. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Well, put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Names to fill two double barrels. He spits out, breaks out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. Mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Ah, that's the spirit. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Yeah. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about those boys in the better land. The boys in a better
land. 101.1 FM, you are tuned to the Beat Surrender. And that was Fontaine's DC, closing out a set of songs from some Irish artistes. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner, so we figured we'd do our part and celebrate a little, all right? From Fontaine's DC, we heard Boys in the Better Land. Yeah, from their debut album, Doggerel, from 2019. Yeah, Fontaine's carrying the torch for some contemporary Irish rock, I think. Yeah, I mean, they're a post-punk band at heart. I mean, that song has 1979 written all over it, right? All right. Hey, we heard from some former torchbearers before that. Yeah, the late, great Sinead O'Connor gave us Mandinka from her debut album, The Lion and the Cobra, from 1987. Always one of my favorite Sinead tunes. All right. U2 before that. Yeah, U2. Hey, we like to dust off our U2 records on occasion here at the Beat Surrender. And this time we went back to their second album, October, from 1981. And we heard Rejoice. All right. Hey, and let us all rejoice to the sounds of Stiff Little Fingers, who kicked off the show with Roots, Radicals, Rockers, and Reggae from their underrated third album, Go For It. Also from 1981. Yeah. And that's actually a cover of a Bunny Wailer song. Yeah. Originally released in 1978. Now, of course, Stiff Little Fingers revved it up a little, to say the least. All right. Hey. Cool set. of Irish music right there. And we'll have some other Irish bands later in the show. Actually, including next, as we turn to some new music. All right. Sprints are a Dublin-based garage punk outfit who released their debut album in January on City Slang Records. The album is called Letter to Self. Now, the group has cited early PJ Harvey, Pixies, and Fugazi as inspirations, which sounds pretty great to me. All right. A recent Pitchfork review says, quote, Sprints operate like a fitness trainer, giving you some tough love. Sure, you could take a breather, but it won't make you any stronger. All right. I like that. All right. Hey, let's hear a song called Cathedral. Splintering Catholic guilt noise rocker, which, hey, fits right in on tonight's show. All right, ladies and germs, stomp your hands, clap your feet for some new music from Sprints.
Yeah. Straight. call me sir, they'll all stop picking on me. Well, I'm a high school grad, I'm over 5'3". I get a badge and a gun and I'm drawing the PD. This day, he didn't have to use the gun they put in his hand. But when the guy came at him, well, he panicked and ran. And it's a 30 long year, so they give him another chance. And he stands and he stands. Shoot straight from the hip, yeah. It's all gone and a trigger slip. Well, he could have been it. Could have been your mother. Shoot straight. Shoot to kill you. Blame each other.
Point 1 FM, Brown Student and Community Radio. This is The Beat Surrender, and we started that set with Dublin-based post-punkers Sprints. From their new album, Letter to Self, released in January on City Slang Records, we heard the song Cathedral. And then we kept things somewhat church-related. Yeah, Shane McGowan and the Popes told us about the Church of the Holy Spook. From his debut solo album, The Snake, released in 1995, not long after he was kicked out of the Pogues, all right? And the song contains this killer opening verse. My daddy was a sinner, but my mother was a saintly person. But I ruined my life by drinking, bad wives, taking pills and cursing. Rock and roll, you crucified me, left me all alone. I never should have turned my back on the old folks back at home. Ah, Shane, we miss you, buddy. All right. The Beat Farmers followed, not from Ireland, but from sunny San Diego, California. Yeah, the Beat Farmers were on their way to the gun sale at the church. Yeah, from their second album, Van Gogh, from 1986. And Concrete Blonde closed things out with God is a Bullet, from their second album, Free, from 1989. Yeah, you just can't beat Johnette Napolitano's powerful pipes, am I right? Yeah, what a great tune, taking on gun violence, which, hey, it's only gotten worse since 1989. Yeah, so we got that going for us, which is nice. All right, you know what time it is. It is time for This Week in Punk Rock History. And this week, we are going back to March 15th, 1979. Elvis Costello finds that America can be a cold and lonely place when you're a foreigner with bad press. Elvis has been getting into bits of trouble from time to time on his current U.S. tour. The worst incident so far is a barroom brawl in Columbus, Ohio, that involved Elvis, Stephen Stills, Bonnie Bramlett, and some of Stills' entourage. Now, there are many mixed reports of what actually happened, so here's one beer-soaked version. It started with insults between bands, members of the old rock guard and the new wave. Elvis was already drunk when Stills and friends walked in. And apparently Elvis was baited by members of Stills' clan who intimated that Elvis stole his licks from Ray Charles and James Brown. Elvis became abusive and he referred to Stills as, quote, old tin nose. And then, in an effort to outrage his opponents, he launched into an unfortunate diatribe about Ray Charles and James Brown. Things escalated. Bonnie Bramlett took a swing at Elvis, which was met in kind from Stills' men. A fight erupted, bottles were broken, and the whole mess was pulled apart with Elvis and his bassist, Bruce Thomas, coming out on the short end. Elvis reportedly commented about Bramlett, saying, quote, "That woman has made one reputation off one EC," referring to Eric Clapton, who helped make Delaney and Bonnie famous in the early 70s. "And she's effing well not going to get more publicity off another one." When asked about the controversy, the always magnanimous Ray Charles said, quote, "Drunken talk isn't meant to be printed in the paper."
There's a smart young woman on a light blue screen who comes into my house every night. She takes all the red, yellow, orange, and green, and she turns them into black and white. But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better cut off all identifying labels before they put you on the torture table. Cause somewhere in the Quisling clinic there's a Chartan type who's taking seconds over minutes. She's listening into the Venus line. She's picking out names. I hope none of them are mine.
We'll be right back. pretty green. I'm going to give it to the man behind the counter. He's going to give me food and water.
I'm gonna put it in the food machine. I'm gonna put it.
101.1 FM. You are listening to The Beat Surrender. And we began that set with Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Green Shirt from 1979's Armed Forces. And with the St. Patrick's Day spirit coursing through our veins, among other things, we kept things green throughout the remainder of the set. Yeah. Yeah, the Jam gave us some Pretty Green from their fifth album, Sound Effects, from 1980. And Paul Weller has said that he considers the album a cross between The Beatles' Revolver and Michael Jackson's Off the Wall. Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, I can definitely hear that in some of the songs. Yeah. Hey, Husker Du sang about a pair of green eyes. Yeah, great little Grant Hart number. From a great album, 1985's Flip Your Wig. And R.E.M. rounded out the set with a song also from 1985, Green Grow the Rushes, from their third full-length album, Fables of the Reconstruction. And I first saw R.E.M. on the Fables tour in 1985 at Boston University's Walter Brown Arena, which at the time was just an old hockey rink. Now they've spiffed up the place a little bit in recent years. But yeah, it was pretty rough back then. But what a show. Yeah, just incredible. And Peter Buck, I remember, was on fire that night. Yeah, ducking and spinning and leaping into scissor kicks. I learned all my guitar moves that night as a teenager. I still can't play worth a lick, but I can look good doing it. Yeah, thanks to Mr. Peter Buck. All right. Hey, let's keep things rolling. And how about one more song from an Irish band?
What you're saying, the kids ain't winning.
101.1 FM. This is the Beat Surrender, and that was The Replacements with Kids Don't Follow from their Stink EP from 1982, with a fun introduction from the Minneapolis Police Department trying their best to break up what sounds like a hell of a party. Yeah, good times in the Twin Cities. All right. And yes, you knew something from The Replacements was coming, because there are rules here. The main one being that when we play something Husker Du related, we must also play something Replacements related, and vice versa. Hey, that's the way it goes. All right. And before that, we heard from Derry, Northern Ireland's finest, The Undertones. Yeah, from their second album, Hypnotized, released in 1980, we heard WizKids. Yeah, and that ends the Irish portion of the show, which is handy because the whole show is about to end. But before we stick a fork in this one, let me take the opportunity to remind you of our social media presence. Yes, the Beat Surrender Radio Show has an Instagram page and a Facebook page too. So check them out when you get a chance. Good times can be had there, and there's no persnickety police department trying to break things up. All right. Okay. We have now, right now, reached that time once again when we must wave goodbye. But before we do, let's celebrate a birthday on the way out. Mr. Lou Reed was born on March 2nd, 1942. He would have been 82 this month. And, I've just begun reading the new biography of Lou that was released late last year, written by Will Hermes. It's called The King of New York, of course, yeah. And now I've only finished the first two chapters, but I'm already hooked. Yeah, I can't wait to dig deeper into it. So, anyway, let's play a song for Lou. And for The King of New York, I think it's only appropriate to play something from his New York album from 1989. Yeah, probably my favorite album from Lou. And we're going to hear the song Hold On. Yeah, which is in typical Lou Reed fashion, pulls no punches. And we should expect nothing less. All right. Hey, until next time, this has been the Beat Surrender on 101.1 FM, WBRULP, WFOOLP, WVVX, LP. Providence. Happy birthday to Lou, and happy St. Patrick's Day to the rest of you. Be safe out there.
There's blacks with knives and whites with clubs fighting at Howl Beach. There's no such thing as human rights when you walk the New York streets. A cop was shot in the head by a 10-year-old kid named Boot in Central Park last week. The fathers and daughters lined up by the coffins by the statue of bigotry. Hey, you better hold on. Something happening here. You better hold on. Well, I'll meet you at Tompkins Square. The dopey sent a message to the cops last week and they shot him in the car where he sat. And Eleanor Bumpus and Michael Stewart must have appreciated that. There's a rampaging rage rising up like a plague of bloody vials washing up on the beach. It'll take more than the angels, I and Mike Tyson to heal this bloody breach. Hey, hey, you better hold on. Or something's happening here. You better hold on. I'm gonna meet you in Tompkins Square. A junkie ran down a lady, a pregnant dancer. She'll never dance, but the baby was saved. He shot up some China white and nodded out at the wheel, and he doesn't remember a thing. They shot that old lady cause they thought she was a witness to a crime she didn't even see. Whose home is the home of the brave by the statue of bigotry? Hey, better hold on. Something's happening here. You better hold on. There's a riot in Tompkins Square. You got a black 38 and a gravity knife, you still have to ride the train. There's the smelly essence of New York down there, but you ain't no Bernard Goetz. There's no mafia lawyer to fight in your corner for that 15 minutes of fame. The have and have nots are bleeding in the tub, that's New York's future, not mine. Ooh, you better hold on. Or something's happening here, you better hold on. If ever something's happening here,